war will begin for you unexpectedly. You will wake up in the middle of the night when suddenly rockets start exploding all around you. You will rush to the window, and it's very likely that you will see neighboring buildings catching fire and crumbling from these rockets. You will call your family, who will also have been awakened by the explosions, and they will, just like you, look out at the window in confusion. You will urge them to dress quickly, gather documents, money and some essentials, and run to the car. You will attempt to flee from the war, heading in the opposite direction from where the rockets are coming. You will have a decent chance of saving your life and the lives of your loved ones if your city isn't too close to the border where the invaders will enter your country. The chances of survival increase the sooner you make the decision to leave. Just an hour after the first rocket attack, the highways will already be filled with refugees like you. Some of them will perish simply because the occupier's tanks, which will rapidly advance toward your city, will start shooting at the cars for their bloodthirsty amusement. It's crucial, very crucial, to remember that if you have a low fuel tank or an electric car incapable of traveling from 500 to 700 miles without charging, you are most likely doomed to either die or fall under occupation. The same goes for your loved ones, so invest in a fuel-efficient car with a gasoline or diesel engine and always keep a reserve of fuel. In critical moments, you won't be able to buy a canister even for $1 million. If you possess firearms, think twice before deciding to take them with you. If the Russians have already captured the entrances to your city and set up checkpoints, they will undoubtedly search you, and they will unquestionably find those firearms leading to your execution right on the roadside. In general, do everything in your power to avoid these checkpoints, because even the smallest detail could become a death sentence for you. A tattoo with your national symbols or books by authors banned in Russia. In essence, anything could trigger in the Russians the desire to kill you or send you to a concentration camp. If you have stocked up on fuel, left the city in time, and avoided all the checkpoints, prepare yourself for driving through ruined buildings and burned-out cars. You will hear the screams of those who are dying and smell the odor of burning human bodies. The Russians will have enough rockets and shells to kill thousands of innocent people, although the news may have led you to believe that they exhausted all their resources by killing Ukrainians. That's not true. They have plenty left, a lot, and they will use it all against you. You will witness things you never seen. Not even in the most terrifying horror movies. You will literally drive through death and suffering, and this death and suffering will haunt you as well. If you are fortunate enough to escape the rapidly forming occupation zone in the first hours of the invasion, your mind will begin to analyze the situation feverishly. You will remember how your politicians assured you that there was no threat of war, that Putin had agreed to occupy only Ukraine, that Ukrainians were sacrificed for the sake of preventing the Russian army from advancing further and endangering the peaceful lives of Western countries. You will start cursing these politicians and your relatives and friends who voted for them, because these politicians said that too much money was being spent on helping Ukraine and that it was better to hand it over to the occupier in exchange for promises not to advance further. Most likely, some of these relatives and friends, you will recall, will no longer be among the living. They will burn in buildings hit by rocket launchers, be shot by drunken Russian soldiers when they come to loot their apartments, or die from heart attacks upon witnessing the horror unfolding around them. You will feel sick thinking about this, but you won't be able to concentrate on this feeling, because you will come to realize that the enemy will attempt to occupy your entire country and perhaps a few neighboring ones. Therefore, you must keep going, heading west, east, south, or whatever is farthest from Russia or the already occupied countries. There is no room for nervous breakdowns, so prepare in advance and buy and keep sedatives and energy drinks in your car. Your life may depend on their presence, if, of course, you survive long enough to remember to drink them. If you survive, remember and continue on your journey, another trial awaits you. While you are driving, your loved ones will start texting and calling you. Perhaps your parents or your brothers and sisters, some of them most likely will already be in the occupation zone and will call you only to say their goodbyes. Prepare yourself for the fact that someone very close to you will call a few hours before their demise and you won't be able to help in any way. They will be shot, tortured to death, strangled, or buried alive in a mass grave. And you, specifically you, will know about it, but won't be able to do anything to stop this horror. All of this is very likely to happen to you, and maybe very soon. Prepare yourself. I will help you. Listen to me carefully, because I'm currently traveling through the hell that will come to you if those like me and those around me don't make it.